What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, we have just so much to discuss, and a juicy one has come in. So don't you guys go anywhere. But guys, we're here with Wounds. We're here. Hi. I'm here. Natalie's here.
I'm here.
Bono's going to be coming in a little bit. We've been through just so much over the last couple of days, and we've been sharing it with the world. The Dear Albie Instagram has really become quite the hub of even like live activity, really, like instant updates.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And it started with Natalie taking over what we're starting to call the day in the life curse.
It was cursed for sure. I had a great time doing it, though. It was a little awkward at first.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, going through it, there were a lot of comments, you know, and I know.
Were they bad?
No, they were good. People really liked you. Nice. It was kind of wild because we've had so many posts, I guess, with everybody at one time or another, and not that many really of just you.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
And people get to hear you. They don't necessarily, like, people know what Candace looks like or Jules looks like a lot. So a lot of people, you know, giving you a lot of outfit compliments.
Oh, wow. I appreciate it.
They said
thanks,
you got
guys.
All dolled up, which was true.
That was true. Yes, I did. I knew it was going to be going out to the masses. So I put eyeliner on. I did the whole thing for you guys. And I'm glad it was appreciated.
There's a number of people that talked about the books, you know, and brought up the book club.
Okay, cool.
Very, very quickly.
Cool.
Now, what was funny about it to me was as I'm coming into work and seeing this, okay, and, you know, you're here and all of that other stuff, you definitely got dialed up for it.
I did.
You did. And you made no qualms about this, right? Okay. Made no qualms? Have no qualms? Were there qualms?
There were no qualms.
Qualms, okay. but, you know, you got ready to roll.
Yeah.
And
I mean, just FYI, not that I look like some haggard
bum.
No.
That's what
days,
I'm saying.
But
I'm bringing it up because you made mention of it
I
big
told
time
you,
beforehand.
I said, I won't embarrass you, Al. I'm going to do us proud.
I wasn't worried about it. But the thing was, did you feel pressured or starved for content?
It just felt like I don't really know where to take this, you know? I don't know where to go with this.
Did you feel weird talking into a phone?
Yeah, especially when I was at the supermarket getting my lunch, and I was like, there are so many people watching me do this, and I know that the young kids are a lot more comfortable with it because they're always doing TikToks, like, on the side of the street, but, like, I'm not really comfortable with talking to my phone in front of other people.
Right.
So it was a little weird, but it was fine. It was fun.
Bono in the building.
Hola.
Urbano, did you see Natalie's Insta takeover?
I did. I did.
What
you?
Were your thoughts?
I thought it was good. I thought it was interesting. I wish she would have continued.
No.
I told her.
They got the text update at the end.
But I said, like, her on the ground crying, like, live. That would have been, like, historic.
I would have leaned in.
Status.
Yeah, I would have probably leaned in.
It was literally
me.
The last thing on my mind, guys.
I was actually the first thing. Like, the community wants to see you broken on the ground.
I was going to ask.
I was actually going to ask,
did it cross your mind at all to document the experience?
No. The first thing I thought was, I don't know how I didn't break my phone.
Well, let's just catch everybody up that may not have seen that story. I'm looking at Natalie in a sling.
Yes, I am in a sling.
Arm in a sling. So I show up to work the following day.
Friday morn.
And now, essentially, I have, I'm seeing on the story a text update. Meanwhile, I have no idea she's not coming.
I hadn't gotten to you yet. You were on the list, but I was getting x-rayed.
Dear Albie knew before the hotel.
Nice.
And basically, so now I see that, okay, I get in and everyone goes, have you talked to Natalie? And I was like, no. They go, well, she had a hell of a night last night. Now, what people may not know is we had quite the, I don't want to call it a debate, but around, I don't know, had to be 6-7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Nat comes into the office, and another coworker of ours, we're going to go check out one of the newer hotels in town, new spot that opened up.
Yes.
Been meaning to see it for a while. Now, we've got some pretty big things that we've been working on. It's requiring a lot of attention. We've been moving around a lot. And I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm going to be very responsible, and I'm not going to go out tonight, whatever, and that dropped the word FOMO on me. It was all, she's like, you're going to have a whole thing.
I did pressure him.
And definitely peer pressured.
Yeah, it was okay? It was my fault.
And Corey looks at me, it was like, listen, he goes, I think this is like content for the pod, man. You got to step up. This is work, you know?
FOMO, but her definition of FOMO was falling on my own.
I was on my own and I did fall. I'm so glad you're here, Romo.
I know.
This is what I need really for my healing process.
Yeah, and the songs.
The songs have been...
I've been singing to Natalie every day when I come in.
About my broken wings.
Just different, just, I keep on falling. Like nice. any song with... Mm. Take these broken wings.
So overnight, so anything. Like, my embarrassment like goes down, and I come back in the morning, and it just like sing another squashes song. Me.
Back on it.
Just, it's great.
But it's good, because it's...
That's our friendship.
Yeah.
He's keeping me on my toes, so I don't break anything else.
Or.
We'll see.
We'll see how that goes.
I do end up succumbing to the peer pressure, and I go for one, which that's a win.
That's true. That's I was a win. Really surprised. You know? I'm proud of you.
And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to have one. Got in the car. You know,
so
and
then I picked up the slack.
Yes, I was like, look, I called Chelsea. I was like, listen, I'm coming back. I'm not out. I'm not getting all whatever. I got to focus. Like, this is a big day. What's crazy about that is I get home and it turns out more of my family ended up coming down for dinner. I get called out, so I end up out the rest of the night, which is messed up. Anyway, I then hear Nat is in the hospital getting X-rayed because she fell and broke her arm.
Which is what happened, yes.
So what did I miss?
I just continue to just hang out and, like, have a good time. And sometimes I just get wrapped up in the good time.
Yeah.
And wrapped I did get because I just decided at the end of the good time, at the end of the night, I just didn't want to pay for an Uber home because it was, like, a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
It was in town. I was like, I can do it. Physically, I could not. My limbs could not keep up with my brain.
Yeah.
And I'm like a very lanky, kind of not coordinated gal. And so I just stutter steps and I just fell. And nice. This fracture is most commonly seen in the elderly and those with osteoporosis. So
nice.
People that fall in the shower.
Mm.
So I'm really.
So where did you fall?
On the sidewalk, on the walk home.
Did you make a noise?
I'm sure.
Like, do you call the
noise? Well, I imagine the bathroom snap scenario.
Okay.
Just no on concrete.
Yes.
And no Al to hold the flap for her.
Yes.
It was exactly like that, except, you know, the bathroom stall has walls that I could hold myself up on. So the sidewalk does not have that.
Did you fall forward?
Side.
Wait, so this is so this isn't even a step. This is on the sidewalk.
No, flat, just walking.
Nice.
Straight trip.
Needless to say, everyone, I'm taking a little reprieve. Mm-hmm. From socializing with alcoholic drinks. Mm. No, Urbano.
I agree, but...
Thank you.
I
but
feel
he has
like
no faith in me. That's no, what that is.
That's not what it is.
I picture the sound being like a oof.
It was something like that.
Oof. Or more like...
Did you go to the hospital right away?
I went home and I was like, it's probably fine. And I waited like a half an hour and I was like, yo, it is not fine. I'm going to the hospital right now.
Mm-hmm. How did you get there?
Took an Uber.
Nice.
I took an Uber to the hospital.
So you still had to pay for the
if
Uber.
I had to pay for two Ubers because I had to pay for one home. If I had just paid for it to get home, there would be no sling right now. But you know what? You live, you learn.
And there'd be no story right now.
There'd be no story.
I wouldn't be able to serenade you.
God forbid. That would be really sad if I didn't get that every day.
Is this your first drunk injury?
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt it.
No, I broke or I sprained my wrist when I was 21 at the Seaside Heights St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Love affairs count. I've had tons of drunken injuries.
We're not talking about that. We don't have enough time today for me to get into that.
Do you have any, no drunk, like just straight drunken injuries, Urbano? You don't really get drunk much.
No.
I don't see you.
Not anymore. You know. No. Not anymore. Not that I know of. I hurt myself sober.
When I was in college, I ran into a tree trying to get into the Bronx Botanical Garden. It's a very long story.
Oh, wow.
And I just ran straight into the trunk of a tree.
Nice.
It wasn't even so much a limb. Like, you know, like maybe it's like a low-hanging limb and you thought you were going to clear it. No, I ran into the trunk of the tree, like the center tree.
Just jumped
out. There was plenty of reasons not to run the direction I was running, and yet I did it still.
Wow.
Nice.
Impressive, kind of.
And, it was a whole thing. You know, my friends saw it. They were in a taxi cab before, you know, this is before the Uber days. We had a very funny interaction. We were actually talking about your whole situation. Number one, The community was very very concerned.
Oh, that's some nice things.
Everyone's reaction was, talk about it on the pod. We have to know what happened.
That's what happened. I hope you guys are not disappointed. I am.
And they want to know if you're still driving your car. And is this karma for you taking selfies and talking into the camera while you were driving?
Wow. Hey, listen. Okay, I'll address it. Because while I was doing it, I was like, I shouldn't do this. But I said, nobody else do this. And also, I am two blocks from apartment to hotel. It wasn't a great idea. You know what? Lock me up, all right? You only have to use one handcuff because I only got one free arm right now. But nobody else do that. And yes, I'm still driving my car and I'm not taking any video footage of it. But it's my left arm, so I can still drive. But I'm not going far. I'm like literally just going to work because it's hard to seatbelt over the sling.
But there were a lot of concerns. We did have a chime on your bodysuit situation.
It said,
okay, I have to share my bodysuit suit story with Natalie because it's very similar situation happened this weekend.
Oh, I love it.
I was also drunk in a bodysuit. Instead of asking for help or tucking, I got completely undressed, buttoned, and put back on. Wow. Figured out the next day I could have just pulled the straps down and buttoned instead of stripping down the entire way.
Nice. Wow. Good for you.
Is that a learning situation? Is that something?
I'm not alone.
I worked at a bar one time, and we caught a couple fornicating in the bathroom. And the guy literally just had his zipper down, and she took off everything.
Was she
naked? Completely. Socks and everything.
I feel like that always happens, though, in especially like drunk.
But it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Like the girl always gets like
your socks
naked, and the man is like
your
clothed.
Your socks.
Yeah,
in a bathroom?
Public, that's weird.
That's wild.
That's very gross, and I don't like that.
Yeah, so
that's actually the grossest part about it.
Yeah,
bare feet on a public bathroom floor is grosser to me.
You see it a lot down here.
Rest.
Yeah, down the shore in general, you see it. You see it a lot. Yeah, I see it a lot. Well, the closer you get to like the seaside, Point Pleasant and stuff, I feel like you see it a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was actually having a conversation about. You know, I had brought up the story. Somebody had brought up Natalie's misfortune. And I brought up the story about how I ran in at the Botanical Garden, right? I never actually got into the Botanical Garden. 4 years living across the street, never went inside, not even once. And they asked, what did you drink to get to that place? And I said, you know what's amazing? In college, I feel like, you know, there's certain things that were always around that, like, people always drank. My thing back then was SoCo Lime. When was the last time you had a SoCo?
When I was 21.
Right. So out the other day, okay, just at a restaurant getting dinner, I said, hey, do you have SoCo here? Just ask them out of total curiosity. Two major things come to my mind when I said that.
Interesting.
Okay? Number one, he says no, which what? Wait, what? I was like, what?
Do bars not carry it anymore?
Number two, what is it made of?
I don't know. SoCo and lime, isn't it
Southern Comfort?
Southern
Comfort is what?
Yeah, but Southern Comfort is what?
Isn't that whiskey? No.
Bourbon?
I think it's
it's brown.
It's a liqueur.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, I had no idea. Like, not even once. Just, like, lining those things up, me and
Vito.
Didn't even once ask. Not even one time.
I worked at a liquor store for 6 years. I don't know what it is.
So that then prompts me to ask several follow-up questions.
Sure.
Okay, to the bartender. And said, do you have this, do you have that, from the old college days, way in the back.
Did you ask about Jaeger?
I did ask about Jaeger. They had it.
Nice.
Now, cause
disgusting.
First of all, I was shocked that Jaeger, of the four that I'm going to bring up, has withstood the test of time.
Jaeger bombs are back on the
still
rise.
A thing.
Back on the rise recently.
I asked if they had, this was popular when we went to school, when you got really into it, a little bit of the Hypnotic.
Wow.
Hypnotique.
Ew.
Yeah, man.
With the Q.
With the Q. Nothing should be naturally that color. The other was Goldschlager.
Wow.
That's Chris's favorite.
Well, Goldschlager was a Hoboken thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never had Goldschlager. Never? I know what it is, but I would never drink it because it freaked me out that there were flecks in it.
Well,
no, you know.
It's cool.
Anyway.
Okay, allegedly.
But that was the last time I got injury drunk with SoCo. But what were you drinking? Were you mixing?
I would have to assume yes. Mm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you live, you learn, you laugh, you love, you lobotomize. Mm.
You land.
You land.
There you
right
go.
On your arm.
Very, very
I'm fine,
inspirational.
Guys.
Speaking of, well, here's something that's not fine. The other thing that was quite a lightning rod, I hadn't really posted a ton lately, and I did share with everybody that I was attacked by a bird. This was an avian attack. It was from the air. I gotta be honest with you. I put that up there like I didn't share this second, and people are gonna think I'm making this up. I am not.
I was okay? gonna text you, and then I was like, ask him when I see him. So what bird. Happened?
I was walking. I was right. I was in Asbury. I was walking towards the front of the building, and there's gotta be some type of nest in the like shrubs that we've got in front. And I walked by, and I felt a whoosh, okay? And I guess the mother bird, went right by, nailed me on the arm, and then immediately turned around and came right for me.
Nice.
You were now, too close.
You know when you react, like if you see something that's scared of a bee?
Yeah.
This is broad daylight. Plenty of people around. I got to be honest. It's a fear I have not known. Because you didn't know where the hell it was coming from. I felt the whoosh on my arm, and then all of a sudden it was on the side, like almost by my right shoulder.
A little scream, a little screech.
I was like, I wasn't, look, fair question, because I asked you what the oof was. I was very like, it was more like, what? I was very glad I kept my tone of voice deep.
Down.
You know what I mean? Because I wanted to be like, I wanted to react that way.
That's
I wanted
what
to
I was
react
imagining
like a Muppet.
When you were like, when people are scared of a bee, because like, I'm screaming at that point. I'm not doing a little, oh, no.
Now, there was, so I'm thinking this is done, but I got to be honest with you. I lock eyes with the mama bird.
Oh, no.
What kind of bird was it?
It was, I would call it a standard bird.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean.
Probably a little bit bigger, those bigger ones, like in between a sparrow.
That's like a brown gray color, but they're a little bigger than sparrows.
I would say it's
like
about.
A standard bird. Birds,
yeah, I would say it's about the size of like a pen. Like this pen.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a big bird.
It's big enough to swoosh down on
you. Know, so it landed and then, like, looked at me, and I started really walking away, okay? Came at me one more time, but then this, like, went up. It gave me a flyby.
Nice.
She gave me one last warning that said, get away from my kids.
Right. Now, I'm not making this up. I went to get a cup of coffee, okay? Came back.
Same bird.
I got whooshed again.
Same bird. Same area?
It's right there. Avoid it.
Yeah, just don't go over there.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't like birds.
But they're you know, very
these
protective.
These birds out here are gangster, though.
Is that why you're not using that door today?
I don't mess with the door. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I post that on the gram, okay? First of all, everybody thought it was hysterical, all right? Now, you don't know if I'm all – you don't know what kind of bird this was. What if it was an eagle? You know what I mean? You have no idea.
I don't think he would have been putting it on your story.
What if you like Tippi Hedren bleeding from your forehead?
You don't know.
Rest in peace.
The majority, the same as the arm, okay? We have to talk about it on the pod. Not even are you okay, get it on the
just
pod.
Just like talk about it so we know what happened.
Yeah.
Have you been attacked by a wild animal or bomb?
Family members. I don't really. I saw a fox on the beach that really rocked my world.
Mm. That fox has been here since last summer.
Like I was like, that's a fox. Like it was. Like we literally looked at it. Like I was looking at it. Like that's not a fox.
Last year she had babies on the beach.
Yeah,
and it was like a protected area. Some organization came and like fenced it off so that she could like raise.
She
the
went
cubs
right
on the beach.
Underneath like the boardwalk area.
Yeah.
Have I been into? No, I don't really. I don't speak animal. I try to stay away.
Have you ever hit a deer with your car? One of my biggest fears.
No, when I first moved to Montclair one time, I was taking out the garbage, and I heard rustling in my head. I'm like, oh, crackhead, and then I look, and it was deer. And I was so befuddled, and I was like, you know, if this was a crackhead, I wouldn't be afraid.
But because it's a deer,
I thought, like, Lyme disease, a stampede, it's just going to chase me. Like, I was so, like, I just, like, backed away, like, with the garbage. I never took out the garbage. Like, I went back, like,
when I was
so
little,
afraid.
My mom used to tell me just, like, the most horrifying, just, like, facts. Just for no reason. And I remember she told me, be really careful when you're driving with deer around, because even if you don't hit them, they could just come and trample you and knock your windshield in and kill you. And I was like, thanks, Mom.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor my mother told me that if we were bad, there was something called the Big Bad Baby Truck, and it would just pick us up and take us away.
Nice.
And then she brought in, like, one day, like, when we were behaving, like, just pictures of a truck.
Nice.
Like, for no reason. I think just for the authenticity of it.
Nice.
Good
and,
plan.
I would just stay up at night looking outside the window and worried about this truck. She really should have, thought some of that through before writing, you know, like a parenting book. So, anyway, we have a very good question. Very anxious for everybody. This is, I love me a salacious one.
Ooh.
Okay. Dear Albie, Hope you can help me out. I've been feeling very conflicted about this and what to tell, if anything, to my husband. So, my husband has a half-brother. His father had a wife from obviously a different marriage. He's much younger than he is, about 16 years. My husband's 42. I married a bit of an older man, as I am about 10 years younger at 32. He lives a couple states away, but recently came down for the holidays. He stayed with us for about a week and a half. About halfway through, I found myself being slightly flirty with his half-brother.
Nice.
Nothing happened, but I have to be honest, I was kind of into it. I've known him since he was much younger than he is now, and I have to say, I definitely think there's an attraction. The weirder part is, he came out and actually said something. Now, I don't know exactly how to bring this up and if I should. It wasn't necessarily anything aggressive, but he just mentioned how in a different world, I wonder if we would be better fits than you and my brother.
Wild.
What do you think I should do? Am I obligated to say anything? I'm a little bit conflicted about this. Haven't heard from him since, but I'm supposed to see him again in sometime in September, October. Do I get out in front of this? Just leave it be. What are your thoughts? Sincerely, Hugo. Love this.
Nice.
Love the man triangle.
Well,
love the man triangle on this.
I was just imagining.
Either you don't say anything, right? Either you don't say anything, you let it go. Because, again, I flirt with the lady at Starbucks. Yeah. I flirt with the old man at the gym. I flirt with everyone. Does it mean it's a relationship for that moment? Maybe, but it doesn't mean anything more than, you know what I mean? Being overtly friendly or courteous, or maybe that's just how I communicate. Mm-hmm. Or, fuck it. Just go for it. And
do
it. No. It's either or. You're either going to have to just pretend like it never happened and just like brush it off, or go full Maury. There's no in between.
I don't know. You know what's funny about this?
Yes or no? No?
I agree, because you either have to pretend like it never happened, or you have to tell your partner.
No. That's messy.
What do you mean?
No, you can't, because you were flirting back.
I'm saying you have to say everything. You have to be honest about, like, we were both flirting.
No, it's messy.
Well,
it's
messy. What you're also saying by the definition of flirting, right? Like, this is not to me, from what I'm reading, okay? It didn't necessarily sound like that's a very intense, like, hey, I want to be with you. It's like, are we, you know, we could have been better than you and him kind of thing. Like,
but was it like LOL?
That's what I'm saying. Is that?
Well, there is no LOL with that.
That's true. That's
yeah, right. Yeah. Like, even if it's said in jest, like,
that's just the umbrella that it's hidden under.
Well, I've dated girls in the past that, like, I've watched, like, my mother or them or Chris be like, you would have been way better off with Chris. Now, that might be because I'm nuts, but, like, the thing about it is, you can certainly make a comment on somebody from a personality standpoint, but it seems to me that this rubbed off a little bit more, like, more than that. So I'm looking at it like, I think saying something is going to open up a door that, like, no matter what, it's a half brother, but it's still mess. Family.
Yeah, it's a mess.
And you don't necessarily know. At the same time, like, if you're welcoming this guy into your home, I kind of feel a little messed up. Not.
No.
I don't know.
I feel like by keeping it quiet and keeping it secret, it's almost keeping that option open for something further to happen.
Or it's just like, it could have just been nothing. It could have been a moment. Like, it was what it was. I've flirted with friends' partners or my friend's partners or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what? Like, oh, sure. If you weren't dating, we'd be great together. But such is not the case, so I'm going to leave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I think this is someone you're with. This is their half-brother. It doesn't matter. A sibling is a sibling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think you're just getting – it's too messy. It's not cute. It's not a cute fantasy. There's a lot of history that when Hugo leaves, that this family is going to be left with who knows what. It's
scars,
just not worth
some kind
it.
Of
it's
something.
Yeah, they're going to be brothers forever, mm-hmm. and you don't know how long you're going to be in either of their lives.
That's fair.
And so, for you to kind of throw this monkey wrench in the situation, or mayhem, have sex with everybody. Who cares? It's either or.
I think, you know, look.
I guess. I could see that.
I think it's the kind of thing where, you know, you really got to make your own moral choice. If it's gonna come up where it's like, do I have to tell him, if you're in any way kind of like, this is a very personal
Don't
choice.
Tell him.
It's exactly what you're saying.
You can't tell him.
If you're going back and forth with this, then to be honest with you, I feel like you need to reach out to the brother and be like, look.
Don't even. Pretend like it never happened. Play it real cool.
Okay, so then it comes up the next time.
What comes up?
So let's say, that's what I'm saying. What if the brother brings it up?
What if the brother says your girl or your guy was flirting with me or we were flirting together and tells Hugo's boyfriend?
And Hugo will be like, I was just playing. Like, I didn't make it known. Never mind. Like, I didn't really give into it. I just thought we were all just being friendly. I don't know you. We just met.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know you. Like, you could, if Hugo goes to the, you know what I mean? Like, whatever you do, you can play it off. Like, you know what? True. It's no big deal. No harm, no foul. It was a moment in time. You know what I mean? It was, like, cute and fun, and maybe the fantasy in my head was, like, whatever. But you could really play it, like, put those, you know, put the barriers up, kind of be really distant the next time you see them. And just make a clear message as to this is
not going to happen. It's not going anywhere.
Because it's just
going
to be mess.
Yeah.
And you're messing with a family that you don't even know.
You don't know the full.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
But let's
if you have
say,
any respect for the person you're with.
Right. Mm-hmm. So my point is, if you have respect for the person you're with, even though you're attracted to this person, that's kind of the idea, right? So like if you're there and you're saying to them, okay, that now person that's staying at your house again and he comes down to you again, I would probably just like address it and be like, look, you know, like, yeah, this is fun, but you know.
Now we're, you could be like, no, we're cool, man. Yeah. Another.
You got to dead that at least.
Yeah. Yes. Or just give them nooch. I'm really good at that. I'm really good at giving nothing to someone and making it very clear what my intentions are.
You love giving nooch.
I love giving nooch.
But you give a loud nooch.
It is loud. It is obvious.
Perfect.
It is leave the room obvious.
They leave the room, not me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I want you to.
It's just like this this feeling.
Yeah.
Something's wrong here. You've got to go. Yeah,
you are what's wrong. You've
and they evict themselves.
Perfect.
There you go.
And I think that's what Hugo needs to do is just make it very clear that this is not going to.
Energy
gonna,
is not being met.
And then after you break up with this person, let's say you break up and then you want to rekindle something with him afterwards, that's a mess, but at least it's separate mess.
Yeah, that's true. At least it's a separate issue.
It's separate mess.
It's
yeah.
Not all
it's
together.
Like, you know, we were broken up and there was a connection and we followed up and then whatever. It's all fair.
Yeah.
But I think while you're with this person, you can't do it and you can't bring
Definitely
it up
not.
And you can't talk to them about it.
Okay.
Because then it's like Othello, like he's going to look for it and whatever you look for, you're going to find.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if Hugo's like, oh my God, your brother was flirting with me, but I told him no, but he said we should be together.
But
it's
then
just
every
like,
Christmas from now until forever,
weird.
It's going to be
it's
like, why were you guys being so nice to each other?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to Hugo's
You
house.
Gave him a fork. It's like, Like, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the second it's just too you much. Say anything like that, yeah, no, I completely
it's
agree.
It's over. It's uncomfortable.
You have to go to him when. Yeah, you got to be in the type of situation at that point, I think, where it's like it's a no-doubter.
If I were Hugo, I would say nothing. I would pretend like nothing happened. And should the brother say something to him, be like, you know what, man, I'm really committed to this relationship, and it's cute and all that, and it's funny, but it's not what I'm into. Because
like
you don't even
exchange.
Know, like, this could be the brother's M.O. Like, maybe he likes to stole his truck when he was five. Like, who knows? Mm. Maybe he's not even gay and he's just doing it to mess with his brother's life. Like, you don't know the depths of people's relationships.
That's a good point.
And so you're better off just either full war, mess, sloppiness.
Or silence.
Or silence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Either choose violence.
Or yeah, headshots silence. Only yes, or exactly. nothing, Al.
I agree. Yes. It all makes sense. I have really quick. I've got live now. Apparently, Gabe's team has made the New Jersey World Series.
Nice,
wow.
And it's on the YouTube.
Oh, nice!
Live here. He's catching. That's him right there.
Oh, wow!
Oh, nice.
You know, I did that, and they just gave up a home run. I might be bad luck.
Oh.
This is the type of thing. I'm going to get emotional with this stuff.
That's cool they live stream it, though, for them.
Candace has got to be in there screaming her ass off. Do you think we could hear her?
Let me text see. Her.
No, she's there. That's how I got the link. Let's see if we can hear this. So.
Here for the Braves is Carter Fusco.
It's Carter, you know, that's a different guy. That's, you know, Gabe with a nice catch there. Look at what his with his equipment on.
What an arm.
You know? Gun. Yeah, honestly, he's slinging it in there. He really should be pitching. I don't know that I'm built for this. Like, I'd be screaming right now. I really would. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Come on. Gabe, hang in there, Gabe.
You got this.
Shake it off, Gabe. Nice. Ball just hit his wrist, guys. Okay.
I'm sure he's looking fine. In there. I'm sure he doesn't need a sling.
It looks like they've got, you know, we have one to borrow if you do.
I have an extra. Let me know.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I'm built for that. I think I would be very intense at this type of an environment.
Of being like a sports dad? I think
that's what's so fun about it. Like, I wasn't a sports dad until, like, later when, like, when they were in, like, high school. And then I was all like, yes. Like, I just wanted to be, like,
I feel like it's so nice to be a sports parent if you're being, like, supportive. Like, if you're screaming and stuff, but you're being, like, you know, very encouraging. Yeah. Like, my mom was the worst and would be, like, heckling me, basically. Aww. Like, and then we get in the car and she would just be like, you suck that whole game. And I'd be like, wow.
Thanks, Mom.
We'll talk to my therapist about this in 20 years. Thanks. You so much.
Thank you, Sidewalk, for catching me.
Yeah, because my mom didn't. Oh, my God. That was so dark. Sorry, everybody.
Sorry.
We're all fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Sorry.
So much happening. But, yeah, no, look. So, anyway, my advice to Hugo is, you know.
I think we're voting.
Keep it in your pants,
yeah.
Hugo.
Yeah, basically, Hugo, keep this to yourself.
Silence or violence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Wise words.
Yeah.
It's,
if you want to ruin a family, let us know how it goes,
then
Hugo.
Speak up.
Yeah, I would say, you know, you bring that up then. I don't know. Look, if anybody in the community, if you've, you know, been in such a situation, you let me know. But I think that, you know, look, if you got to prevent anything from crossing a line, obviously. I think in the event something comes up again, then you've definitely got to say something.
Al, I'm sure, like, being in your position, I'm sure there was girls that would, like, come to you, and if they didn't, you know, make it with you, they would go to Chris. I mean, I'm sure that's, like...
Did that happen?
I'm sure.
I mean, nothing comes to mind immediately. But, I mean, like, you know, I don't know. I think there are plenty of people that if they were with us for the wrong reason to begin with, I mean, it's that kind of
that
a thing.
Sense.
Guys, I'm going to turn this off. They've given up 2 more home runs since I've turned this on.
Turn it off. You're killing them,
It's me. This is me. So I'm going to turn that off. Yeah. That's rough, yeah. You know, all right. G, we love you. Anything else got to cover? You guys good? You feeling all right? You feeling good?
Yeah.
What do you have?
I don't. That's it.
I got nothing. You guys got everything for
me. I think we're there. Yeah, I don't know, Hugo. I mean, I've had people that I've had encounters with that I've found out later that I've had my friends have had encounters with them. You know what I mean? Like, we've shared.
But it wasn't like an overlap.
No.
I've had that happen with friends of mine. And guys.
Yeah, like, oh, we were talking. Oh, you were talking?
Well, now we're talking.
Yeah.
So,
like, wow, that's
weird.
I
hope you guys are fine at the party next week or whatever. Yeah.
But never.
Not family and not overlapping.
Yeah.
That was never. I never liked that, to be honest. That really would. And I imagine, like, you know.
And I think it's a little, as we say, my favorite word, I think it's a little disgraziad to come between family members.
Yeah, I agree.
As a lover. I think it's like, you should know better. Just no matter how big the attraction is, you should really remove yourself, because I think that that's a little disgusting.
Because like you said, they're family forever.
Yeah.
You're here or there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, when Hugo says in the beginning of the email that he found himself flirting with him, do you think that he initiated this a little bit? Do you think he like you said, do you think like he willed this?
Quite possibly, sure.
Yeah, maybe he buried the lead here, and maybe he kind of initiated it. Maybe that's why the email for the advice.
And he really wants us to say, choose violence.
Yeah, he's like, tell me to do it.
Yeah.
Tell me to tell
me. A little bit of that tone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, I don't know. It's interesting. The age dynamic is interesting, too, because he's actually closer in age to the brother.
Well, because he's 32, and the brother is 16 years younger than the 42-year-old. So how old is that? 42 minus 16.
Oh, my God. What is his math?
Is
28?
30. 28.
Gabe is pissed.
20-something. He's in his
Gabe
20s.
Gabe's marching off.
I don't know. But if the person's younger, too, just don't do it. It's just not worth it.
It's definitely not. No, thank you.
There was too much math. There's too many numbers.
It was a lot. I'm so sorry. It was a word problem from 8th grade, and I couldn't do it.
Who could work Wednesdays? I don't know.
I don't know.
I told Candace that we were doing this.
How many carrots are left? I think Sally gave 10 to Johnny and no thanks.
Whole thing.
There's a donut.
But hey, you know, look, yeah, let us know if community, if you have similar stories, hit us up. Nat, get well soon.
Thank
I'm going to avoid
so
the birds.
Much.
We love you guys. Stay healthy, mailbag@gmail.com. Catch you later. Bye.